Joe Smith time at 7:46 here on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, how are you? Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Rod Holloway nailed it, Joe. It's dark.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like morning yet.
I can see the rooftop, so it's a little getting a little lighter. Well, but when you talked to Rob, that was 30 minutes ago. So.
And you have the advantage. You're on the east side. You get it first.
I get it first,
it's,
baby.
It's not here yet. Speaking of heading east, the Bloomington South crew of Panthers, cats and dogs on Friday night, Joe. A big game for a big conference, perhaps victory and championship. We know the Panthers are victorious. How does that seal up the deal for the conference title as well? We still got a couple more to play. Give us a recap on what we might have missed over the football weekend.
Well, a win away from its first unbeaten regular season in 16 years, Momorarity South Football Panthers host Perry Meridian this Friday night on the airwaves, Seniors Night at Huff Memorial to close out perfection and reign as outright Conference Indiana Kings as well. A career night for Marquise Holt, 151 yards, including that 83-yard Thunderbolt for six Friday night past, helped the cause in that solid road win at Columbus North, 22-17. Panthers had a little bit of everything, including three interceptions from veteran senior cornerback Hunter Worthen, a block punt for safety, an early goal line stand by the defense, Chris Bamba's punting. All were factors in that road win. Panthers drew Bloomington North in the sectional opener October 30th following the 5A bye week. Cougars took South down to the wire in the 50th meeting between the schools back in September, losing 14-7. And keep in mind, the last time North won a sectional was 2 years ago when they beat South 24-21. It boiled down to the final play of the game at Martin Memorial. North, 1-7, will close out at Terre Haute South, who's also 1-7 Friday night. Well, playing in its first 4A sectional ever, Edgewood will kick off the 43rd annual state tournament a week from Friday, October 24th, hosting Evansville Harrison, who's running along 6-2. The Mustangs will play host to West Vigo Friday night. They'll play for the seventh place game, the carryover game, within the two-division WIC. Edgewood got thumped at Cascade 35-0 Friday night. They go in 3-5. Well, lots to cover on a Monday, and congrats to Eugene Kim South Volleyballers. Panther girls wrapped up their second straight Conference Indiana title, beating rival North. South 1-3 after Klaus Hagen's Cougars knocked out East Division champion Perry Meridian. Ashley Elliott with 35 assists to pace the offense. Emily Amon had 16 kills. South 18-7. North's having a fine year. They're 18-9. And both teams, along with Edgewood, will await the sectional draw. That comes out later today. The 44th annual state volleyball tournament will begin a week from tomorrow over at Columbus East and also at Owen Valley for our Monroe County volleyball teams. The Cougars ran into some service mistakes in the title match with South. They did get 14 kills combined from Shea Barrow and Claire Taylor in the South match. Julia Wood had 11 digs. Lighthouse Christian, tip of the cap to those young ladies as they are in the ICST Final Four this Friday over in Columbus. 22 straight wins for the Lions of Beth May as her crew was paced by Ariel Cousins and Sochi Johnson as they won the regional, the ICST South Regional, over the weekend. Hey, Tony Stark's North Cougars celebrating on a Monday its first sectional title in 3 years, knocking out two-time titleist Bloomington South 1-0. Kylie Henderson's first half goal stood up. Katie Carver had five saves in goal as the Maroon and Gold Booters now move to this week's regional. You know, it never gets old winning sectional titles for the Panthers of South. Gavin Sparks Purple shut out B&L 4-0. They're now 15-3-1 and moving forward as well this week with the regional after copping its fourth straight sectional title. Four different Panthers scored in that championship match. Veteran senior goalie Ryan Young registered the shutout. Justin Helmer's 12th-ranked Cougars snap South's four-year reign as cross-country sectional queens down at B&L over the weekend, paced by sophomore Grace Williams, the individual champ in 18-24-5. Cougars won by 2 points. Kendall Schultz was fourth, Hannah Sears seventh, Maya Wilson was eighth. South was led by Madison McMullen, who finished third, to Dora Galuska and Macy Evans, fifth and sixth, respectively, for Samantha Ginther's crew. Edgewood, by the way, will send a trio to the regional, including freshman Paige Abel and Kylie Meyer, along with junior Celine Hornig. And congrats out to senior Evan Franklin. He led Larry Williams' South cross-country Harriers to the title, winning in 15:53. The Panthers move forward as sectional kings, beating Bloomington North. The Cougars, Drew Warren and Matt Campbell, Isaac Bentz, finished collectively 2-3-5, but it wasn't enough as South Step helped them along the way. Austin Hackett's 13th place finish put Edgewood in the regional cross-country field after the Mustangs nailed down that fifth and final qualifying spot. B&L also hosts the boys' regional in cross-country on Saturday. Well, unfortunately, Jasper ended 8th-ranked Bloomington North's run to the state, eliminating Ken Heidinger's Tennis Cougs 3-2 in the semi-state. The Conference Indiana sectional regional champs lost a tough three-setter at two doubles, finishing an outstanding season at 19-2. But still alive, the one doubles team of seniors Jory Schaup and Zach Wisen both move on to the Bedford State Doubles Regional on Saturday. The Cougar duo has lost only once all season, and we certainly wish them well. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. In the red zone starts at 7 ahead of our coverage of Monday Night Football. A couple of 2-2 teams, Pittsburgh playing out west, and San Diego kick off tonight on the airwaves at 8:30.
Eli Manning leads the Giants to another victory, Joe. That's 3 in a row as his touchdown pass in the closing minute comes from behind. Well, it breaks a 27-all. No, it came from behind. He was down 27-23. That's right. Yeah. I had that right. I should just go with my instincts there. I slept right through it. Eli scores. Giants win. Another come-from-behind victory for that Manning. His brother Peyton also wins. He didn't have his best day throwing the ball, Joe. Two picks. It doesn't matter. Denver's defense is too good. The Broncos remain unbeaten at 5-0. So do the Falcons. They win in overtime. A pick six there on their home field beats Washington. And the Bears get another victory. They win on the road, beating the all of a sudden terrible Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, their season turned after that Thursday night game where
lost
they
lost their top running back, too.
Jamal Charles out with an ACL injury. Baseball last night. Texas could not take care of Toronto and close out that series. The Blue Jays win south of the border in Arlington. Game four this afternoon. Houston beats Kansas City. They can close out the Royals today, Joe, in Houston, 1 o'clock. We got a quadruple header today. Cubs
today.
Cubs and Cardinals at 6, and at 8:30 is Mets and Dodgers. Chase Utley suspended two games for his I don't know what that was, but he should have been suspended, and he was. The Dodgers appealing that suspension.
Well, it was a baseball diamond, not a football gridiron.
My goodness. Speaking of football, we'll take care of that tonight, try to figure out the Hoosiers and their injury problems and what's next for Kevin Wilson's crew after a disappointing weekend travel to Penn State. And we'll wrap up the Colts' victory from last Thursday, which seemed like forever ago. But the Colts, like the Giants, started 0-2. Now they've won three straight and are cruising ahead of the top of the South as Tennessee and Jacksonville both lost. Joe, I don't know what we're going to talk about at 8:45. I'll let you put that together. You're in the Hall of Fame, not me. But we didn't have much on a Hoosier weekend of but we'll figure
out about.
Yeah, but we'll figure out something, and we'll obviously talk about your buddy Joey Logano, the President's Cup, and
Joey.
Everything else, and the Fever beating the Lynx. Good stuff.
How about
there.
That goes down to 5 and fifth and final game
Wednesday in Minnesota. So
there
we'll,
you go.
We'll handle all that at 8:45.
All right. It sounds like a plan.
Maybe the sun will be up by then.
There you go. I think it's popping up now. So yeah. I think if you look outside, just
clouds.
See.
We
baby,
always
clouds.
Need sun on a Monday.
We do.
I think you're right.
That or
Joe.
Another pot. That or another pot of coffee, Joe. And I know which one always shows up on Monday.
Yeah, you got that right as well.
That's the coffee. We'll see you in a little bit.
See you in 8:45.
Joe Smith time here on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
There's that sun you promised us.
Huh? Yeah.
It's here now.
Yeah. Sun on a Monday. Can't beat it.
That's right. Well, we're trying to find some sunshine.
Trying to come out of those clouds.
Yeah, it's behind them. It always is. We're trying to find a little sunshine on the IU side of things, Joe, but a happy valley was not on Saturday as the Hoosiers limped into town with some injury concerns that were going to be game-time decisions. But as we saw watching the pregame shows when you didn't see Jordan Howard's ankles taped and you saw Nate Sudfeld kind of gimping around there, it was hardly a surprise when they didn't go. And what we've learned is if you're going to win games in the Big Ten, you need to be healthy. And if you're going to win games on the road in the Big Ten, you have to play perfectly while being healthy. And sadly, the Hoosiers did not check any of those boxes on Saturday afternoon in Beaver Stadium.
Well, undermanned, but no excuse. Wasn't a good effort, quite frankly, from the football Hoosiers out at Penn State on Saturday. The effort bothersome to Coach Kevin when it was all said and done, and hopefully it'll be a different scenario Saturday at homecoming when Rutgers comes in at 3:30. You know, we addressed a couple of things Friday prior to going east and making that trip to Penn State. The motto of next one, next day, next play, move on. Well, the move on is still lacking consistency. So week 7 has arrived. Coach Kevin touched on things last week. Right now is when you start accomplishing and showing that you have grown. Well, Indiana answered that with a big fat no, dropping its second straight Big Ten game on Saturday. The Hoosiers have to find ways to score, even without Nate Sudfeld and Jordan Howard. Defensive unit needs to play better. Coach used the word selfish in his postgame to us, outlining the performance Saturday. The fight was low-keyed, and the result was a painful 22-point road loss. Hopefully, the health improves this week, along with improvements surrounding missed tackles, penalties, better play up front from the offensive line. The right now is this week. So is the move on. But both areas need some real fine-tuning this week for this football team to resume its winning ways. Men's soccer suffered a painful PK overtime loss out on the Yeagley pitch Saturday night to Ohio State. Just flat dominated a match they should have won and didn't on that referee's late whistle. Indiana falling to 1-3 in the Big Ten. The women are still struggling to score goals. Beaten at 11th-ranked Penn State Sunday 4-0, the women are winless in 7 Big Ten matches, have 3 ties, 4 losses. Back home Thursday night, hosting Maryland. The field hockey Hoosiers of Amanda Janney lost an overtime 3-2 game at Michigan State and then played hard and with plenty of effort. But it wasn't good enough to take down top-ranked and unbeaten Syracuse on Sunday as they lost to the Orange 3-1. The volleyball Hoosiers lost twice to Purdue last week, not winning a set in either game. So back to the football term, the right now is this week for all Hoosier teams. The silver lining, it'll get better, or at least we hope it will. In the Zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. In the Red Zone follows that up at 7. Little Monday night matchup out in San Diego tonight. The Steelers, the Chargers, both teams 2-2, kickoff 8:30 right here on the airwaves.
Tough one for the Hoosiers on the pitch Saturday night, Joe. They dominated the game, but there's one lacking thing on that scoreboard, and it was scoring. And, yeah, it was a tough call, but you got to put away some chances when you get 19 shots. That's what the tough part. The Hoosiers need to get it in gear on the field as they head to Maryland on Friday. The Terrapins should have their attention. Indiana 1-3 in conference play. They need to get going. Hoosiers back in action a week from tomorrow against Louisville at Bill Armstrong Stadium. Right. There, football, Joe, you don't want to hope that the Ohio State game was Indiana's bowl game this year. With the number 6 being the magic number, it's not the magic number until it's achieved. And winning at Penn State wasn't an easy task, especially being shorthanded. But you got to quit dumb penalties. You get a turnover there, and Latham hits a guy in the face mask, drives him back. He's been suspended 2 games this year, so that my math tells me he's played 4 of the 6, right? And he has 4 or 5 15-yard penalties. At some point, it has to stop. Now, you can point out, well, it hasn't cost him any because he didn't play against Ohio State. Well, but that's the thing. Indiana's making some plays, not getting it taken care of. And the other point that Wilson nailed exactly on the head is when you don't have anybody offensively to scare the other team or put any fear into them, they can load the box and determine what plays you run and determine how the tempo and pace of the game is going to be played. So credit to Penn State for not letting Indiana get out and break out And they drove home that point in full throttle mode on Saturday. And not many teams in college football or any football win with a third-string quarterback on the road.
No.
That's not going to happen. Matt Hasselbeck, remember, has been in the league for 20 years. It's a little different if you want to compare Colts apples and oranges to all of that. Joey Logano, though, put a smile on your face this weekend.
He did indeed. Joey takes care of business, winning at Charlotte. Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex, 1-2-3. Got a nice top 10 finish from, he was 11th, Clint Boyer, but that was key. So,
well, you can't win every weekend.
Well, I mean, no, but points are key.
points, and more points.
Joey takes care of business for Joey Smith. So,
first name.
There was some happiness there.
Did you stay up at all to watch any of the President's Cup?
You know, it was on at so many different times. I had a hard time tracking where they were. By that, I mean I knew where they were playing, but where they were in the tournament. So, I did catch.
I tried to stay up for the singles. I fell asleep about 1:30, though.
Well, it was neat, as it turned out. You know, Jay Haas, captain, Bill Haas' son. Bill takes care of Sangmun Bay.
Chris Kirkhole's a huge putt.
After he kind of hit a Joe Smith shot off the green
that
was costly. But anyway. To answer your question, not a lot of
all
it.
Right. But USA wins, that's hardly a surprise.
Well, it was, it got better as the weekend moved on after the U.S. jumped out to that quick lead. So,
trailed. They're pretty good at that. Speaking of pretty good, baseball quadruple header today. We'll start at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, big card today. I heard the wind was blowing out at Wrigley.
Yeah, the right field, so left-handed. Well, you got to put the bat on the ball against Waka or Arrieta. That's the key.
That's the big key.
Two games in Texas get us started, 1-4, move to the north side of Chicago at 6, and then it's off to Citi Field in lovely Flushing, Queens at 8:35 to wrap up the quadruple header. So nothing to do on a Monday night? Well, you can listen to the Chargers and Steelers right here on the airwaves while you're watching baseball, if you're into any of that. Joe, great stuff as always. We wish we had more happy news here on a Monday.
Well, you have weeks like that, but you just get better, and you move on. And you repeat it till you're blue in the face, but, this is another week, and it's time.
And it's homecoming week.
It's homecoming week.
And it's one week closer to a goal.
Got a lot of things. Plus, I would assume the parade starts at 5 or 6 Friday night.
Yep.
Or
about 5:15, and
programming note, we'll be doing the seniors night game for Bloomington South. They'll look to put a cap on things as far as the regular season's concerned. And FYI, with Edgewood moving into 4A, there is no bye in 4A, so they jump from playing that seventh place crossover game Friday night at home against West Vigo into the postseason. The good news is they're at home. The bad news is they drew Evansville Harrison, who probably will be 7-2. But again, they'll start the postseason on the 24th, so we'll be doing that game, kicking off the 43rd annual football state tournament. And then North and South, North will host South
rematch
on the 30th. Yeah.
So an excellent, busy
rematch
week of all of that, and that'll take you into Halloween weekend. Started off with the battle for the city. All right, Joe, great stuff.
All righty, my friend.
And we'll get caught up with you a little bit later in the week.
All right, all smiles.
Have a great week, Joe.
All righty, you too, Margaret. Talk to y'all.